used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Anybody else pissed off about what the fucking Pirates are doing, by the way? Anybody fucking fans over here? There we fucking go. 2013, I started dating this fucking girl, and she was a bitch. But in 2013, that's the Pirates' first winning season in 20 years. Now, me and the girl broke up at the end of the baseball season in 2015. Since then, the Pirates have had two losing seasons, and they just traded Andrew McCutchen. And believe it or not, she called me last night, and she told me that she had a 1.5-year-old, and I might be the father. So I'm thinking, well, if I get back with her, maybe the Pirates will do better.
If you're wondering how that joke turned out, the Pirates still have not had a winning season since I did that joke. But it's good to be back. I'm back. I wanted to do a baseball joke. I did that joke 2 years ago because I'm excited that baseball season is back. My podcast is back. I haven't done an episode since April 3rd. It's been so long. And normally I do bits or I do interviews or I do lists. And today, we're going to do some list, because joining me is Major League Baseball expert, Jason Perrier, and he has 5 bold predictions for this Major League Baseball season. How have you been, man?
You know, everybody's been under quarantine, and I haven't heard from you in a while. It's good to hear from you.
I know. I get lost. I haven't done this podcast in 4 months. I'm a hermit. I'm a, what do they call it, introvert, you know? I'm enjoying this, actually, you know?
Not working,
and you know, just being inside. I like to be inside mainly. But baseball.
Can't wait. Starts tomorrow.
Sports is back. Sports is finally back. I miss sports so much.
Yeah, I have, the Yankees are playing tomorrow, and I got a list here of top 5 bold predictions for the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have nothing else to do over quarantine. I might as well make a list.
All right. I like this. So why don't we do your top 5 list of Major League Baseball bold predictions? Is that what they are?
Bold predictions. They are bold.
Okay. I can't wait to hear them. But I have a top 5 list of things I've learned during this whole quarantine. So
I can't wait to hear those.
All right. Yeah, man. It's been crazy. So much stuff going on. I want to catch everybody up. But I'm excited for baseball because my Pittsburgh Pirates, they got a chance. It's only 60 games. Anybody could win this thing. I am all in on the Pittsburgh Pirates this year, man. I'm so excited for baseball.
I got something for the Pirates a little later.
A little tease. Did you see that the Toronto Blue Jays were trying to play their games at the Pirates Stadium?
I did. Where are they going to play? Buffalo?
Nobody really knows yet. The Pennsylvania governor shut it down. He said he doesn't want people coming in, and I'm upset. I want them to keep the Blue Jays and find the Pirates to have somewhere else to play. You know what I mean? Like
maybe Vegas.
Bring them to Vegas. Why not? I mean, they're going to get the virus. Vegas is a disaster, but we don't. I'll get into that in my top 5 list. How's that sound? Another little tease.
I love it.
Major League Baseball is back. Let's get this started. Jason?
Okay. You're number one.
Okay, hold on. Time out. Let me run the show here, okay? Let me give you a format here, all right? I know it's been a while. We're going to start with your number 5. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go from 5 to 1. And after you give your 5, I'm going to give my 5. So we'll do like a back and forth.
Got it.
All right.
Can't wait.
It's great to be back. It's great to be back doing this podcast. Man, have I missed this so much. So let's get it started. Jason, your number 5 most bold prediction for the Major League Baseball season.
Cespedes will lead New York in home runs. Not just the Mets, will lead New York.
All of New York.
Now I know there's Judge and Stanton and Glaber in the Bronx and Pete Alonso on the same team. He hasn't played a game in roughly 2 years because of surgery, but he is healthy and he has been crushing the ball in summer camp.
He's been crushing the ball in summer camp. I mean, that's like a 3-game sample size. You can't go wrong. I like it. That's bold, man. That is bold. Bold. All of New York. That means Aaron Judge. Wow. Man, you're coming with hot fire.
Hot fire. Let's see. Let's hear yours. Let's see if you can beat that.
Okay, well, my number five on my list of things I've learned during quarantine is that I don't give a fuck anymore, man. I don't give a fuck anymore. Okay? Like, through this whole thing, I got four phone calls checking up on me, okay? Through 4 months, four people called me to ask me how I was doing.
I think one was mine. I texted you. I didn't call you. I texted you to make sure you were okay.
Okay, I'm not trying to blame anybody. I'm just saying who did it, who didn't. One was from my mother, one was from my sister. But four people called me to check up on me, man, during this whole thing. I don't give a fuck. If I died today, I'd have to get cremated because I don't know enough people to carry my casket.
Whew. Okay, moving on.
Number four. Let's get your number four.
Now that you depressed everybody.
Well, I'm telling you, I need people to know that I've had it, you know? I've had it with them.
Okay. Ohtani will be the Angels' best player this year. Now I know Mike Trout is there. And the thing is, Ohtani might be the most talented baseball player on the planet. And it's not just me saying that either.
Ohtani, the Japanese baseball player for the Anaheim Angels, to be more specific.
Yes.
Will be the best player. Better than Mike Trout. Wow, that is bold. You are just coming out spitting bold stuff, man. You came to play.
I you know, 4 months and no sports. What am I supposed to do?
Number four. You ready? This is a big one. This is a big one. For everybody out there listening, this is very important. Do not quit your job unless you have a plan. Okay? Now let me...
What happens if you don't have a job?
Okay, well, I'm going to get into it. I'm not just going to say it and then not explain it. Okay?
Go ahead.
Jeez. So you work in the casino industry. I worked in the casino industry 15 years. 15 years I worked in that industry. And every day I went in there, I said, this is my last day. I'm going to quit, you know? Finally.
I've heard it a couple of times.
Yeah, we worked together. I said, every day, I'm done, I'm finished, I'm never coming back. Well, I finally got the courage to quit February 2nd, okay, of 2020. And I said, I'm going to follow my dreams and become a stand-up comedian. And I stormed up to the office in the middle of the shift. I said, I've had enough. I go up there, and I'm like, I am done. I'm finished. I'm leaving. I'm never coming back. And he goes, are you sure you want to do that? Because I heard a rumor that there's a virus going around China. And you may be able to get paid and collect benefits without even working. We may have to close down. And I'm like, in America? I don't think so. And then I'm like, this place hasn't closed since 1964. You are not going to trick me into thinking that it's going to close. And then I threw my badge right at his face, right? Right at his face. And I stormed out.
True story.
And when I stormed out, I realized, shit, it's an elevator. You know?
Right.
Yeah. So picture me. I got to push the button. Meanwhile, I'm looking over my shoulder the whole time because this guy's just staring me down, waiting to snap. So I push the button. I'm looking over my shoulder. I hear the ding. I start to walk forward. I got trampled by 45 people coming out of the elevator.
Now, if you weren't so lazy, I would have took the stairs. Oh. But that's a different story.
Well... I was angry. I was upset. Can you believe? Don't quit your job unless you have a plan. I quit my job and the whole world ended.
That's more depressing than your number five.
This is a depressing top five list. Number three, bold prediction.
Number three has some positives in it. if you will. My number three, bold fact for the 2020 MLB season. The Twins will end their postseason losing streak. You know how many games they've, you know how many postseason games they've lost in a row, Ben? Just take a guess.
185, and they were all versus the Yankees.
They have lost 16 postseason games.
What?
16. They will win a postseason game. Let's not get crazy. They're not going to win a postseason series. They're likely going to win the AL Central, and they might win a game. They're most likely to win a game, assuming they don't play the Yankees. But the Twins will end their postseason losing streak.
Okay, wait a second, because you said a lot there, okay? You said that they will win a game unless they play the Yankees on a Sunday, when it's 85 degrees. Okay, we got the first two were bold. I need to be bold on this. What are you trying to tell me here about the Twins?
The Twins are going to end their postseason losing streak and win a game in the postseason.
Unless they play the Yankees.
I'm assuming they don't play the Yankees.
Okay, got it. Okay. I mean, that's bold, man. That is bold. Assuming they don't play one of the other four teams that get into the playoffs, and one of them will probably be the Yankees. But I get it, man. I get it.
I mean, maybe not the series, but they will win a game.
All right, you ready for my number three thing I've learned during this?
I can't get any more depressed than this. But go ahead. Give me some good news.
When you buy a suit, make sure that you got somewhere to wear it.
Right. That is good advice.
I bought a suit the day before quarantine. The day before. And when I bought it, the guy didn't give me a receipt. And I'm like, could I get a receipt? And he's like, we don't give receipts. It's part of our Go Green initiative. That's why we have you try it on before you leave the store so you know that it fits you. And, I mean, that makes sense, right?
Right.
So I leave, and I take the suit home, and I'm all happy that I got the suit. And then the next day, they announced the quarantine. So I said to myself, well, thank God I got the suit yesterday. Otherwise, who knows when I could get the suit, you know?
Right, everything's closed down.
Yeah. But then I realized, well, damn, I got nowhere to wear the suit. And sitting around the house, I've now gained 30 pounds. I no longer fit in the suit.
Right. So to spin positive on this message, you can lose some weight by, and then you can fit back in the suit and then look for a job.
But you know what I can't do?
Wear the suit right now.
Return the suit because I don't have a receipt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm stuck with this. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right, yeah.
That was funny.
I appreciate it. It's better when you tell me it's funny rather than laughing at it. It really... Number two is going to get you going.
I'm trying to put a positive spin for everybody at home.
Number two is going to be the one that gets you. But before we get to my number two, let's get to your number two bold prediction for the Major League Baseball season.
Okay, number two. Chris Bryant gets traded.
What?
Well, wait. To the Phillies.
Whoa!
The Cubs are going to be bad this year, and I'm assuming Chris Bryant will get traded at some point during this year.
So you're assuming he might get traded?
Well,
because these are bold predictions.
They're bold predictions.
So if you just want to come out and report it, and you want to be the first to report it,
I'm not reporting
it. Unbelievable. Your top five likely, maybe, could happen predictions of MLB season. Unbelievable.
I think they're on point. How many do you think I get?
Well, I don't know. You're going to get all of them because they're all assumptions. Well, maybe. Well, if Chris... Well, maybe. Well, this could happen. And if it doesn't happen, well, I didn't say it was going to happen. I said it might happen. Like, what are we doing
here? I should go 5 for 5.
I mean, you can't lose, right? You cover every damn angle.
Chris Bryant will get traded sometime during this year.
Are you allowed to do trades this year? Do you even know for a fact that you're allowed to do trades this year?
That is a good question.
You don't even know.
That is a very good question.
My number two, I'm great. This I'm gonna get into it. Okay, I'm gonna get into
all
it.
All right, go ahead and rant.
I got a story. Okay, this is my number two that I've learned. Okay, Trump supporters are the worst. All right.
Oh God.
I know. Are you ready? Now hear me out.
Yeah.
Now hear me out. This is a good story, and keep up, please. This all started with I got the virus, man. I got the virus. All right. I ended up getting it. And the way I got it is very rare because I knew the exact moment that I got it. Okay? You're with me so far.
And how did you know?
Okay. Well, so I invited this girl over to my house. Haven't seen anybody in 4 months. Okay? The girl was supposed to get a test the morning of before coming to my house. So she goes and gets the test, and she shows up at my house. And this is when I realize that you don't get the results for 6 days. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm not going to kick her out of my house. It's been 4 fucking months. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So she stays and we hang out. We have a good time. You know, we hook up. We yada yada. It's great. Honestly, she left and it's the best I felt in 4 months. You know what I mean?
Right.
A couple days later, I got a buddy in town and he's hanging out over my house. I get a phone call at 9:11 a.m. from her telling me that she tested positive for the virus.
Great.
She called me at 9:11 to give me medical news.
That's pretty bad timing.
It's ironic, don't you think? So my buddy is like, well, you know, I tell him I probably have the virus, and he's like, well, did you kiss her? And I'm like, dude, I had sex with her. What do you mean, did I kiss her? And he's like, they say that the disease only transmits through kissing. And I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. Like, the sex is included in the kissing. Like, they don't tell you about the sex. It's included. And he's all like, you know what? It's all bullshit, man. I don't believe in any of it. You know, fucking Trump supporter, right?
Right.
So I bent him over and fucked him in the ass.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
All right.
5 days later, he calls me on the phone. He goes, you know what, man? You were right. I'm like, you got the Rona? And he goes, no. I haven't stopped shitting since you fucked me in the ass.
Boy, that turned left field very quickly.
I mean, those Trump supporters, you got to teach them a lesson.
taught him a lesson.
I warned you. Number two might be better than one.
Wow.
Before we get into your number one, I have a bold prediction for Major League Baseball season myself.
Okay.
What are the odds on the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the World Series?
I thought they were 200-1, but I guess they went up to 300-1.
300-1, the Pirates are to win the World Series. So if you put $10 on that, you win $3,000. I mean, that's okay. A lock, man.
That's a lock.
The Pirates are going to win the World Series, or whatever they're calling the championship this year. At first, I was upset that the Blue Jays weren't going to be around because I thought, oh, the Blue Jays are going to give Pittsburgh a chance to win a title. But then I realized I'm always negative about things. Why can't I be positive? That's why.
Right. The whole top five list was negative.
You haven't heard one yet.
Positive.
I'm trying to be more positive, man. I'm trying to take over a new leaf. I don't give a fuck about anybody, but I'm going to be positive about it. And that's why the Pirates, they're going to win the world champion, whatever it's called this year. Is it called the World Series? Do you even get a trophy? We don't even know if there's trades, and you're telling us there's going to be a trade. This is nuts. It's a wacky season. I cannot wait. What is your number one Major League Baseball bold prediction?
There's going to be a three-way tie in the NL Central.
There's only five teams.
There's going to be a three-way tie.
Do we know the teams, or are we going to guess?
I do.
Okay.
We already discussed. The Cubs are going to be bad this year. All right? And do you know how many wins the Pirates have for team projections? Do you know that number?
The projected win total in a 60-game season for the Pittsburgh Pirates would be like 48.
It's 26.
What? Oh, what?
I'm going to throw in an extra bonus here. The Pirates will be better than the 26th win team projections. Squint your eyes, and you can probably see 500 out of them.
I thought 48 and 12 was a lock. 26!
But it's not going to be good enough to contend in the NL Central. It will be a three-way race between the Brewers, the Cardinals, and the Reds.
And do you have one more bold prediction in you as to which one's going to come out on top?
It's going to be a tie.
That's it. Just they're going to end it at a tie. There's going to be no tiebreaker. It's just we're going to have everybody play at one time. We're going to have you're supposed to have, you know, social distancing, but we're going to have three teams on the field at one time. Yeah,
I don't know. That's going to be a mess.
It's going to be a disaster. I'm looking forward to this season now more than ever. Are you ready for my number one? The thing that I've realized over this whole quarantine.
Let's go.
All right, now this is it doesn't get much happier. Okay. All right. It's just an observation, and take it as you wish. It's something I definitely observed and noticed, and the feeling of it is just something that I think people can relate to.
And what's that, Benny?
Inheritance is just birthday cards from the grave. Okay, my birthday is July 17th, and my grandfather passed away a couple of years ago, or a year and a half ago, and, you know, you get an inheritance, and it's nice, but now I blew all that inheritance on bills because, you know, not working. So every year for your birthday, you're like, I get the $100 birthday check, and you realize, it was incorporated, you know?
Boy, that is depressing as depressing can be.
I have an add-on to birthday cards in general, if you don't mind. Maybe I'll try to cheer you up.
It's your show. Go ahead.
All right. Well, birthday cards. The thing is with birthday cards during a pandemic, the quality of birthday card that you get for somebody is, it's not the same. Okay?
Right.
My mother's birthday is June 3rd. Every year I get her a birthday card, she calls me on the phone. She goes, "You're the best in the world at picking out birthday cards." But this year, she complained to me. And that's because during a pandemic, you're not going to sit in the store shifting through birthday cards, touching all these papers, trying to pick out the best one. You grab a card, you're in, and you're out.
Right. Because, number one, you don't want to wear the mask that long. And number two, you don't want to touch every card that everybody else has touched.
Of course. You're not going to sit there, shift through it, touch everything when there's a disease going around that could kill you.
Because then you might have to fuck a Trump supporter in the ass. If you do that.
You never know when that can happen. That can happen at any moment. They need to be taught a lesson at any moment.
Right.
But about the birthday cards, like my mother, like she should be grateful I sent her a happy Father's Day card.
Grateful.
You weren't even listening.
I was listening. I was listening to your whole thing. Grateful.
You didn't hear the punchline. You just totally drifted over the punchline.
Go ahead.
I said the punchline, but you didn't hear it.
I did not hear it.
You didn't hear it. You already had planned in your head what you were saying. You totally forgot that I was talking. Do you want to know why my mother should be grateful?
Why should she be grateful?
Because I sent her a happy Father's Day card. You've been great, man. This is people have learned a lot about Major League Baseball.
Life in general.
All right, we've reached the point in the show where I normally update the counter for how many episodes without gambling. And little problem with that I need to address. You see, during this whole quarantine, I got invested into the stock market. And when I first started doing it, I thought you bought a stock, it went up, it went down. I quickly learned that the stock market is pretty much gambling. So I think I may have accidentally relapsed. I've had conversations with the man who needs no introduction. You guys all know who he is. If you don't know who he is, go back and listen. But he told me that it's my decision on if it counts as gambling or not. It's how I feel about it. And he had some other interesting things to say. So I'm not going to update the counter this episode because I'm still not certain how I feel about it. But next episode, I'm going to be joined by that guy. You guys all know who he is. And he's coming back. And we're going to have a little discussion about the stock market. Is it gambling? Is it not? I'm excited for the Major League Baseball season. I hope you guys all learned a lot about it. I hope that you're going to take those tips and you're going to make some money for Major League Baseball. I think it's time that we finish it. Just finish it.